Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. You can find us on YouTube, of course, at youtube.com/Believe Loves You. iTunes, believeiTunes.com, and Android users, believeAndroid.com. We have a guest that's going to help you. He's actually going to help me just by listening to him. He's going to help me so much. And anybody listening out there who might feel a little bit on edge, a little scattered, a little bit crazy even. I mean, literally, this guy is such a great guy. His name is Bruce Langford, and his website is mindfulnessmode.com. He also has a podcast, which you'll see linked there at mindfulnessmode.com. And Bruce, let me tell you about Bruce. Bruce, for the past 5 years, he's been helping people become more calm, focused, and happy through mindfulness. And maybe out there you can hear my voice. Hey, I could use that right now a little bit too. And maybe you relate to me as well out there. Whoever you are, we're going to help you today. Bruce, how are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you for inviting me on the show, Nicholas.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's really valuable, especially for me today. So, Bruce, it looks like you've been helping people since 2003 with bullying prevention. You've helped students. You've helped adults. Bruce, what is mindfulness and how can it help people in terms of true success? And what I mean by that, that's like your full life purpose in terms of, you know, what is this mindfulness thing? People hear it, they put it off, they say, oh, that sounds good. But how can it really help people, not just with money and business, but in terms of true success?
Mindfulness can really help you if you embrace it and realize that it means living in the moment, just accepting things the way they are, kind of thinking to yourself, you know what? I'm not going to stress out about the past. I'm not going to get too worried about the future. I'm going to focus on now. I'm going to realize that, hey, you know what? Right now, things are okay. And in most cases, they're better than okay. Another aspect of mindfulness is realizing that we can live our lives without judging. Mm. And it is a human tendency to judge others.
That's right.
But if we work on that, trying not to judge others, then we'll realize we shouldn't judge ourselves and it can make us all better people. Would you agree with that, Nicholas?
Well, yes, it's something that I have to do in terms of like sort of success, and that can mean so much. So we talk about true success, we talk about money and business, and they go hand in hand, but true success is a lot of times, Bruce, what I love what you do, and in fact, again, if you're looking for more peace in your life, a sense of contentment, Bruce actually will chat with you for free for 20 minutes. You can send him an email at bruce@mindfulnessmode.com. But what I love about what you're saying, Bruce, is it leads me to this question. In terms of true success, a lot of times we talked about on your podcast, we talked about how this can help us succeed. And that means be more content, which doing that can help you make more money if that's what you want to do. But the question I have is, let's say you're doing that, Bruce. Let's say you're on this path. You're listening to Mindfulness Mode, which I love personally. And, you know, you have a little setback. Let's say something comes at you that you weren't expecting and you're doing really well, but somebody says they're making a mistake and they, let's say something just happened, for example, with me, a company, we want to place an order, maybe six figures with them. And there's an error. And the lady that we were dealing with, she wasn't seeing it. So after five or six times, I'm using my mindfulness, I'm being patient. But finally, she calls and she has a bit of a strong personality towards me. And it's like, and nothing too bad happened, but I'm not like my most centered. Bruce, what can somebody do to feel like they're not a failure, to feel like, hey, I failed at being mindful? How do we react in those situations?
Well, the first thing we do is just stop for a second, think about it, and realize, you know, I'm not going to beat myself up over what just happened. And that's what I said about judging yourself. Because you know what, Nicholas, I've been there. You've probably been there. You know, in that place where I think, oh, geez, I didn't handle that very mindfully,
sure.
You know.
Sure.
But what you can do is just stop, take a breath, think about what just happened. Slow down. That's what works for me. You just slow down, think about what just happened, and just dissect it. Think about the pieces and pause, and then figure out, okay, how am I going to go from here? Where's my path? Because that is the tendency. We tend to pick on ourselves, beat ourselves up, bully ourselves over something we just did, you know?
No, you're definitely right. I mean, literally, and thanks to you, because I was on your podcast, I recommend everybody, even if you don't think it's necessary. I mean, we have hundreds of thousands of views in the month. Some videos, not so many. Some videos, 50,000. But I recommend if somebody does want to be successful, it could seem like this isn't the way to do it, but you can't take those action steps you need to do sometimes unless you forgive, unless you literally do what Bruce just said. Because literally, Bruce, as of up to 10 minutes before this recording, I literally did exactly that. First of all, I emailed the lady and her boss. And I just said, you know what? I forgive you guys. I hope you forgive me. I was, you know, we were frustrated. Nothing that bad happened, thank God. It wasn't, we didn't get into cussing, but you know what? Some people do. But we didn't in this case. But still, I'm getting better and better. And I think, oh, you know, I wasn't like perfect. I wasn't the most zen. And sometimes we start beating ourselves up and let it become a snowball where we think this is how I am forever. And so thanks to being on Bruce's podcast and just having this interview with him now, I did do some of these things he's saying. And because I did that, I can actually react better now to Bruce. I have 3 more interviews today. I'm going to be on podcasts. I have other people coming on. So that's directly related to Bruce at mindfulnessmode.com. And I want to thank you, Bruce. So we're talking to Bruce Langford. And Bruce, in terms of health and wellness, you're an expert. I wanted to ask you, what techniques can people use specifically to get started being more mindful? Additional techniques, because you just gave us some, but are meditations good? What, when life seems crazy or hectic, how can people be more mindful? And what are some techniques they can use, additional techniques?
Well, I like that you said meditations, because that's what I was going to say. But stop, wait a second, because the word meditation itself can just throw people off sometimes. And sometimes they just think, whoa, that's just not for me. It might be right for some people, but that's not in my comfort zone. You know what? It's just a word. All meditation means is stopping, breathing, and just allowing your mind to be cleared. It doesn't mean that there are no thoughts in your mind. It doesn't mean it's completely devoid of any activity, but it really makes a huge difference. If you do a little meditating over a period of 2 or 3 weeks, scientists have done studies and found out that as short as a 3-week time period can make a really noticeable difference to you and your brain and how your brain works. So if you've never meditated, well, first of all, don't worry about the word. Just say to yourself, you know what? I can do this for 2 minutes. I can do it for 2 minutes. It's not going to be something that's going to have to be for 20 or 30 or 40 minutes. I don't have to sit cross-legged on a cushion. I don't have to do anything like that. I'm just going to sit in a chair so I'm comfortable, so I'm sitting with, you know, good posture, sitting up straight. I'm going to quietly close my eyes. I'm going to just think about my breath. I'm not going to try to change it. I'm just going to sit there and breathe and relax, notice my breath, and notice my thoughts. That's okay. But keep coming back to your breath. And what I would do is just set a little timer on your phone or something like that for 2 minutes. And even you may be surprised, you know, how that goes, that you may feel more calm after. You may feel more relaxed. And if you don't, try it again tomorrow and do it for 2-3 weeks. And it will make a difference in your life. I can guarantee it.
I can confirm that. Actually, Bruce, when he was talking, just, he can hear it in my voice now, but he just influenced me to do what he was saying at the time he was saying it. And some of us, you know, this is more of a process than others. I'm talking about myself. meaning that I have done amazing meditations where I can confirm some of us make it a little bit more difficult on ourselves, and that's okay. Part of it also is loving that. But I can confirm what Bruce is saying is true. And the studies he mentioned from mainstream science are really unbelievable. And the reason why, for health and wellness, I would just look into those studies, but also we help people succeed on believe, and it's directly correlated. Because if you feel better and more centered, again, it can cross over to, into every part of your life. And Bruce, before the interview, we were talking about Trevor Spencer, how he was talking about running, and you mentioned it inspired you to run like 1 minute and then walk 3 minutes. It sounds very similar, right? Like you can work into it with meditation. Is that right?
That is right. And you know what? We all have a story about ourselves. And, you know, I eat healthy. I try to be as healthy as I can, but I haven't been as active as I maybe could have been recently. And listening to you, Nicholas, on that interview with Trevor, I thought, yeah, like I need to get out there and be more. But then I had this story happening in my mind that I just could identify. And that was, hey, you know, you probably can't run around the building, you know, like you've never been a runner. What do you think? Like, why do you think you can go out there and run? And, you know, like, that's just crazy. And yet I listened to what Trevor said. I listened to how you encouraged your listeners to get out there. And I thought, yeah, there's no reason I can't do exactly what he said. And that could be the same kind of story you're telling yourself about meditating, that, you know, hey, that's something I just can't do. My mind's too active. My mind's too busy. And look, I can tell you, I know about an active mind. I've been there. I've been in places of extreme anxiety and stress and just feeling like the whole world was coming down on me.
Right.
But you know what? You take one thing. You take one step and do that one thing, that 2 minutes of meditating or that 1 minute of jogging, and then you just walk, and it can make a difference in your life.
I agree. So what I hear, Bruce, is the small victories, you know, the small victories, give yourself some credit, right?
Exactly.
Give yourself some credit for those small victories. I mean, I applaud you because I know it's so tough even to give us ourselves credit after we do something. I mean, just being on your show, being on some other shows, and you put yourself out there too with your podcast, mindfulnessmode.com, which I recommend everybody listen to. But just doing that, it took so much to get there. And even after I'm doing it, it's like I could have been used to in the past doubting myself. And even after doing it, there's actually, we're talking about health and wellness and in science, there's something called the lizard brain. Neuroscientists have identified this. It's not the scientific name, but a lot of them literally call it the lizard brain, and it prevents ourselves from changing even when we want to and we know it's right. It's something to do with survival. And it sounds like, I mean, let me ask you, Bruce, in terms of your story, how do you work with that? Like, how do you make that transition? You mentioned that you were able to do it with running, but how do you make that jump from saying that you can do it, you know, having confidence, even though like again, meditation, it could sound good, you know, there's a bunch of benefits, but you know what? Something's holding you back, or you doubt yourself, or you think maybe it's not for you. How do you make that leap?
Well, how I make that leap is I think about it a little and be careful not to think about it too much, because I think that is where we fall into a dark place. You know, think about it. And once I realize, and that's the trick, is to notice your thoughts, notice what you're thinking. So if I'm thinking about something a bit, then I stop and I think, okay, I've been thinking about that. Hey, take action. Taking action is the biggest, most amazing secret I can tell you. You take action, because our human tendency is to kind of work through these things in our mind and keep, you know, working through them until sometimes they're stressing us out, they're causing anxiety. When in fact, if after the first time or two I thought about it, I just took action. I just started doing whatever it is. Like when I started the podcast, I just thought, you know what? This is something I'm going to do. Now, I had to learn about it. I had to put steps in place and and that kind of thing. But I also had to be careful that I didn't just keep on learning from people, reading books, learning more, reading books, thinking I'm never going to be ready. I have to
learn more. Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So you and then you took action. So basically, you could have eternally been learning, but you actually there was a point where you just did it. Correct?
Yeah,
like Nike,
exactly.
like the Nike running shoes. Just do it, yeah. Right?
Just do it. And sometimes you're going to feel like you're not prepared when you start and you're building that plane as you hit the runway, you know, you're trying to figure out how this whole thing works. And sometimes that is the best way to do it. You know, just do it, figure it out as you're doing it, because otherwise, yeah, we can get mired in this place where we were reading books and learning so much. And I've been there. Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Definitely.
I've read a zillion books, watched tons of webinars and all these kinds of things. But yeah, I just urge you to, you know, make up your mind, do the thing that you know is right for you in your life, you know, whatever it is, whatever motivates you, just get out there and do it. And that will really give you a level of satisfaction. And mindfulness along the way will help you with it also.
That's right. And loving those tough parts of yourself that would have prevented you or those doubts, I think is okay. There's actually an energetic pattern. I mean, this is something that I've felt, and it's not just me. When you look into Qigong and from China, but what Bruce is saying, I mean, to be aware of your thoughts is the first step. And then everybody knows how they feel when they feel love. You can literally pass that energetic pattern onto those parts in your brain that are resisting it like you know what. And there's a feeling, and you can actually let that love feeling spread and that understanding spread to that, I'll just call it darkness and doubt, and that can help to open up too. There's so many ways. In fact, Bruce, we have a video that's 5 minutes long, and I'm saying how to have success in the next 5 minutes, and literally figure out what you can do now to go towards your goal, and just do it when you stop watching this video.
And exactly. And yeah, that's great advice.
Yeah. And to agree with you even further, Apple puts out software. They're the biggest company in the world. I think they're bigger now than ExxonMobil. Almost all of their updates have errors. If they have a big version update, and they put it out anyway, and they're the biggest company in the world. Almost nobody is perfect. Maybe nobody, right? Jesus, yeah. Who's not with us anymore, maybe, right? So, and Muhammad and Buddha, maybe all those guys. But all of us, like even Apple, the biggest company in the world, are putting things out and it's not perfect. So I applaud you. And in terms of what you said, in terms of mindfulness to start, when I started, and I want to get in the next segment to more specifics that you'd like to share regarding meditation, but meditation-wise, in 2007, when I first started doing it, it wasn't till maybe it was 2008. I wasn't 27 until I really started this, but it was literally just clearing my mind. I know you said that wasn't necessary, and it isn't. There's many types of meditation, but I literally for 10 minutes just let whatever come up that was going to come up, didn't judge it. You know, of course, Bruce has heard of this, and then let it go and just let my mind be clear for 10 minutes. And I will tell you, even though I've done other things, if I did do that every day, and maybe it's not that I'm resisting it. Sometimes we're led to other things as well. I've had a lot of, sometimes it's not a linear path. We're just going to do one thing. And if we don't, we're a failure. It can be a circular spiral that we learn other things as well, or we can be resisting it too. By the way, we can make excuses as well. But clearing my head for 10 minutes, if somebody were to do that every day, they would have significant changes. So Bruce, we're talking to Bruce Langford. His website is mindfulnessmode.com. You can email him at bruce@mindfulnessmode.com. He'll actually chat with you for 20 minutes to help you be more content, more peaceful. Bruce, I want to ask you, what are some additional meditations that you like to do or that people can do that might be kind of simple just to get started with mindfulness?
Well, you know what? You can do guided meditations, which can really help, especially beginners, because, you know, you have someone just going through it with you, just reminding you to, you know, listen to your breath, reminding you that you're doing okay, that just hang in there. And guided meditations can be very, very powerful. And all you have to do is Google them. I can actually send you a guided meditation for free. If you're interested in getting on that 20-minute talk with me, then I will send you out a guided meditation that I've recorded. And it's kind of funny. I didn't know this, Nicholas. I never thought about it, but I started recording guided meditations and I started getting a lot of downloads on those, and I had feedback. People were saying, I just love your voice.
I love Bruce's really? Voice. It's very calming, actually.
And so, you know, I've had really positive feedback on my guided meditations. So, you know, that's something that can really help beginners, especially, or maybe you've been meditating for a while and you'd like to change it up a little bit, and that can be helpful too.
Bruce, how do you handle, in terms of specific meditations, what are your feelings on? Like you just said, is it good sometimes to mix it up? And yeah, sometimes you just need a new voice. Or what do you recommend in terms of a plan? I mean, does it vary person to person?
It does vary person to person. And looking back over the years of meditating myself, my personal experience, it's quite interesting. You know, I just think if I plotted this on a graph, it would be up and down on all over the place, because I have had periods of time where I used guided meditations and meditated both morning and night for 30 minutes. Then I've had times where I just meditated in the morning and did silent meditations, completely silent meditations, and really felt like I was in a deep state of meditation. Then I felt like, oh, wow, I'm not going into that deep state so much. What is this? And then I immediately had to remind myself, okay, just do it. Don't worry about the why. Don't worry about what's happening, because my natural tendency is try to evaluate, try to figure out, well, you know, why is this happening? And I can just completely derail myself by doing that. You know, Nicholas, can you identify with that?
I can definitely. I mean, there's a video on sacred geometry on YouTube by Spirit Science. And literally, I think as men, a lot of times they actually show, I think it's called the Fibonacci spiral or something. There's a pattern in nature, and they show the masculine and the feminine. And the feminine is circular, and it's sort of, I'm doing it for our YouTube viewers, and it's circular, and usually women are able to go with the flow. And as men, they even show us in that video, ours is kind of going along the same pattern, but it's like a square. It's straight lines. And if those straight lines are off, I can totally relate to what Bruce is saying, because it's like, man, am I a failure? But sometimes as men, we have to go with the flow more. Is that right, Bruce?
Totally right. I've always been the kind of guy that I want to fix things, you know, like my wife would talk to me about something, and in no time at all, I'm thinking about, okay, how can we fix this? How can we? And really all she wants to do is talk about it. She wants me to listen. Be the listener. And that's what I find with my clients, is that they really appreciate the fact that I'm a good listener, and I listen for a period of time and then offer a solution. And that's what happens. Sometimes my clients reach out to me kind of sporadically. You know, if things aren't maybe going the best, they're having a rough day, they might reach out to me, and then I can kind of walk them through what's happening in their life right there and help calm them down. And I mean, who hasn't had that experience, you know, a day that just seems to be completely in upheaval and
out of nowhere,
stressed. Yeah.
Out of nowhere, right? Even if exactly. You have been meditating.
Exactly. Sometimes that happens.
That's true. And I know what you mean. I think understanding is love. And yeah, a lot of times women would not looking for a solution, but an understanding of the feeling they're having. And we want to get right to the square lines in terms of, you know, we're in a race against ourselves. Like, I'm not sure where we think what we're going to solve, but you know, I think there's a good balance between both, but that's tough because we're, you know, men and women are sometimes a little bit different. And you can work with Bruce if you email him, bruce@mindfulnessmode.com. He might send you, actually mention, a free guided meditation, and you can have a 20-minute chat with him. And this is somebody that I would contact because actually I like that it's more personal with Bruce. For example, you can find too, everybody can find on YouTube guided meditations, but you can use both. It's good to have multiple guides helping you. And Bruce is somebody that you could actually interact with as well. And I think it's sometimes it's comfortable to be with ourselves. Sometimes it's comfortable to bounce ideas off somebody. So I love that, Bruce, that you offer that. And Bruce, what I'd like to know, we're talking with Bruce Langford from mindfulnessmode.com. Bruce, if we talk about world news, there's so much chaos. You and I talked about it on your show the other day at mindfulnessmode.com, but we're talking about world news. How do you think both the media and politicians could be more mindful?
That's a great question, Nicholas. That really is. Well, they can do the same things we can all do. They can slow down, they can stop, but let's stop for ourselves a minute and realize, you know, this whole area of politics, you know, it's like a business. I mean, don't forget, politicians are doing what they feel they need to do. And as observers, we can be thinking, man, this makes no sense. This is driving me crazy. You know, I'm feeling a ton of anger about this. Well, we have to stop and think, okay, how much of this can I change? And maybe there is some of it that I can change. Maybe I can make a difference. But I need to be careful that it's not just creating a whole huge amount of anger within me and stalling me to the point that it's affecting everything else in my life negatively. So I certainly urge politicians out there to become more mindful and to think about ways that they can look at the world one day at a time and think about the now, be happy to live in the present. But all of us have to do this. And if we all do it, including the politicians, it's going to be a better world. It's going to be a better place to live. And so, you know what? We just have to keep moving forward toward that place.
Would you say that the world and politicians and the media, in a way, what I hear, Bruce, is that maybe it's a reflection of ourselves and we could either, again, beat ourselves up with anger. But would you say that's kind of what's going on a little bit? Is that what you're saying? Don't let it be, you know, basically don't become what you hate. I mean, is that what I'm hearing a little bit as well?
Exactly. We all do have to respect and appreciate the mirror. You know, with my own son, you know, like I see things that he's doing or I hear things that come out of his mouth. And then usually I think to myself, hey, you know, he's learned that. He's picked that up a lot of times from me. So on a bigger scale, like you say, Nicholas, sometimes we have to look at the politicians and realize that in some way they are a reflection of us and what we're living and who we are. And so creating huge amounts of anger, feeling this anger, and then just acting in anger without thinking it through and making a plan can sometimes be a negative thing. You know, we're going to move forward, we're going to get there, but we have to be aware of what's happening and use mindfulness to help us get there.
You're right. And I said, wow, because my mother is just starting to, it's so beautiful that she could even, the fact that you even said that you're, that, listen, I'm sure people have picked things up in the way, again, if I want somebody to act a certain way, but I'm acting the same way that I don't want them to act like, I mean, it's so easy for us to not be what we want from other people first, you know? So it's like so amazing as a father that you could even possibly come up with that you're willing to even admit that is beautiful. And that my, you know, my mother is finally even possibly mentioning stuff like that too. It's like, I know for anybody who's a child, that is so beautiful, even if your parents can say it, no matter how they act, because it's tough. I know for me, I love the fact I need to, I need to improve myself as well. It's not just everybody else. Like, I can't just say, oh, you know, politicians and the media, they're the problem. I'm perfect. They, I hate them. It's basically, I don't want to say I'm mindful. I'm spiritual. Everybody else is wrong. They need to be like me. I don't think that's the way to get there. Would you agree?
I would totally agree. And the same is true for me. I mean, I have times where I'm frustrated or times where I feel like, oh man, like, why is my son doing this? Or what's happening here? Have I not been a good father? And have I not led him in the right direction or taught him the right things? And I have to just stop myself from thinking some of those thoughts and think, you know what? You're doing the best you can. And you have to move forward. And sometimes that's what we have to think about other people, whether it's our parents who did the best they can, whether it's politicians, whether it's those people around us that are influencing us. We just have to stop and realize that we can be better people. We can be more mindful. We can try. But, beating ourselves up over this, beating everybody else up can sometimes just create more problems. We have to just take your time, take a breath, and evaluate what's happening and be willing to accept certain things. Doesn't mean you have to accept everything in your world. Doesn't mean you can't do things to change your world, because we all can. But we usually can't do positive things to change our world if we're totally filled with anger.
Sure.
Isn't that right?
I would definitely agree. I've been there, and I would say it's a process, like you're saying, and we don't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be a linear, straight line of perfection, which Bruce and I talked about on his podcast at mindfulnessmode.com. But what I love about what Bruce just said in terms of world news, but in terms of, it's all related, world news and politics and the media, it's related, because it reminds me of a book, the second book after the book, The Secret. And of course, I do believe in the law of attraction and the law of action. You actually have to do things. Like Bruce said in a previous segment, take action. But also the second book that Rhonda Byrne wrote was beautiful. It was called The Power. And in that book, she literally says that we should think about all of the things that we love when something bad happens. It's tough. But as Bruce just mentioned, maybe we can let it slide off as much as possible and then immediately shift your mind. Like, I'm thankful because I had a little bit of a tough time. Sometimes, because I was a perfectionist, I would have a little thing happen in the day and literally throw me off for multiple days personally. And I would snowball my problems and then push them onto others. And I had a little imperfection today, nothing major actually, like probably a 1 out of 10. But because I've been trying to become more mindful, more quote unquote spiritual, which, by the way, we're all spiritual, the good and the bad. We're probably spiritual beings having a human experience, not necessarily only spiritual when we go to church on Sunday. That's what's come to me, at least. But to shift your mind towards those good things, to focus on those things, Bruce, how can we do that when we are frustrated, when we are filled with a tough feeling? How can we make that shift so we don't bully others, so we don't bully ourselves? I mean, that seems easy to make that shift into gratitude and thinking about all the things great for us, but how can we make that shift?
We can make the shift. It's going to come gradually for most of us. We just think about these things we've talked about today, Nicholas. Start a little meditation. Take a little time to breathe and relax. Get out into nature. And as you're out there in nature and just making a point of going for some walks or, you know, swimming or being out there, being outside, that can really make a big difference. And it's like Michael Singer says. I don't know if you know Michael Singer, Nicholas, but he wrote this amazing book called The Surrender Experiment. And I love the book because, number one, it's such an easy read. It's kind of more like a novel in a way, because it's the kind of book you read a chapter and you just can't wait to find out what happens. You want to read the next chapter and read the next chapter. Essentially, this book is about everything we're talking about today, Nicholas. It's about just allowing things. It's about making the right choice to let things go But at the same time, realize that you do have control over your path. Now, it's such a powerful book, but Michael said this. He said, eventually, you'll find that the real cause of your problems is not life itself. It's the commotion the mind makes about life that really causes the problems. So that's something to think about.
It certainly is. I mean, I can confirm what Bruce is saying is true because I've lived it. And we can get in cycles. And for people thinking they're too much of a man to do this, this is BS and everything. Well, is it or is that you? Because I can tell you it's been me in the past. It's not, meditation, that's great, but that's for girls or that's for people who are weak or, you know. Actually, I can tell you, look in the mirror, because I've had to do that and I continue to have to do that all the time because I'm not perfect yet. And it's a process. And if you want everything that you're mad about to happen, it's probably not going to happen by force, by us enforcing our will. It might actually happen by being more in harmony, which includes understanding, forgiving, and loving the tough things about ourselves and everyone else. And that's what Bruce helps you do. If you want to know how to meditate, Bruce will help you no matter who you are. You can email him at bruce@mindfulnessmode.com, as we've mentioned. He'll send you a free guided meditation and also chat with you for 20 minutes. And he specifically helps people, no matter who you are, how macho you seem you are, you want to be as a guy. He actually, you know, there's something inside of us that needs to be healed. That's probably why we chose, in my opinion, to come on this earth and to incarnate in this body. And that includes everybody, the most wealthy people, people with no money, and everybody. So I applaud Bruce for that. And we're talking with Bruce Langford again from mindfulnessmode.com. Bruce, if we're talking about money and business, how can mindfulness and meditation help people literally make more money and do a better job in terms of their work, help them build businesses? How does that correlate?
Well, it's amazing how powerfully it does correlate. And some of my clients, you know, who were struggling financially, having a really tough time, after a few months of working with them, it just seemed like pieces started to fall into place. And some of them used words like, hey, it seemed like magic. It just, I couldn't believe the difference when I just let go and just allowed it to happen. Now, of course, the problem is a lot of us, if we're struggling, we don't know how to do that. We don't know how to allow it to happen.
How do we do that?
You know,
how do we do that, Bruce?
Yeah, you know, like exactly. It's just really, really tough if you're in that place. But I'm glad you mentioned the word forgiveness, because so much of this is tied in with learning how to forgive and learning how to be grateful, because I teach about gratefulness and help my clients learn that, you know, being truly grateful is one of the keys to earning good money, you know, being in a good place, a comfortable place in this world, whether it's financially or in other ways, with relationships, with, you know, other parts of your life. But we really need to have a good flow of income in order to, you know, be in a good place. I think we can all agree with that.
Sure. We're living in a world right now where money does pay for rent, pays for maybe our kids' college and everything else. So it is the reality currently. And I think it does all go hand in hand, because if we're happier, the bottom line is if you're happier and you can handle adversity better, because I know I've had to work on this as well, you can make better decisions. You can work with people that, listen, most of life isn't perfect, and people do random things and businesses do random things. And so if we can be more centered, what Bruce is saying, then we can make better decisions, and that will allow us to pay attention to details. Sometimes my anger has clouded me so much where maybe I would have missed, if I'm analyzing competitors or potential partners or all the details I would have to look at to grow my business. If I'm clouded with anger sometimes, it's taken me out for days. Literally, it's taken me down, like where I was in bed. I mean, And, you know, it might be a process. You might see this video now if you're trying to build your business or get a better job and say, well, that's great. Bruce can help you be mindful. But just remember, Bruce, because you might do a guided meditation on YouTube. And what I love about Bruce, again, I'm going to mention this again, you can actually contact him at bruce@mindfulnessmode.com. And he will actually personally help you. He'll have a free 20-minute chat. And just remember him as a person you can actually trust and talk to and become a client, because that's something additional when we're ready we could probably use. I know I could. So I appreciate that. So Bruce, in terms of actually being able to take action, because in terms of getting a better job, making more money, paying attention to details, and actually doing what you need to do, how can mindfulness and meditation help us to do that, to take action?
The mindfulness, the meditation, it's going to be an amazing experience for you, because you're going to suddenly look back and you're going to think, whoa, you know, I started those things that seemed fairly basic, fairly easy, and look at me now. I'm taking action. I'm doing this thing. How did I make this jump? How did I make this leap? And some of my clients just find it really hard to explain what happened. And the thing is, it's mindset. It happens within your mind, and your mind just starts working. Your mind is created in order to create and to help you and to help you move forward. And unfortunately, the way, you know, it works, as you mentioned earlier, Nicholas, is that sometimes, because of the way our mind works, it pulls us back. It's self-defeating.
That's
right.
It
causes sabotage. And that's really, our mind is trying to protect us.
That's
but
right.
That subconscious mind is, you know, it's trying to protect us, but it you have to let go, because some things in our modern day world, we just have to jump in and do it. And we're not going to be eaten by a lion. We're not going to drown. We're going to just jump in, do it, and we are going to survive and thrive. So it's just about that mindset, that you just have to take one step at a time, jump in, and all of a sudden, you will be taking action and making a difference in the world, and creating a legacy for yourself as well, which is, you know, so many of us, you know, we get into this thing where we're thinking, yeah, but am I really making a difference? Is my life really worthwhile? You know, yes, your life is worthwhile. You're a valuable human being. You're worth it. But yes, you can do more. Yes, you can get out there and do some of these things that have been kind of floating around in the back of your mind that you know you can do to change the world and make the world a better place. You can do it. You definitely can do it. And it's mindset, it's mindfulness that can help you do it.
And really, people like Bruce are the reason I created this show, because what he's saying is literally is the truth. I mean, people can give you a list of 10 things to do to make more money, to quote unquote have more success, but there might be reasons we don't actually do those things. And one of the reasons is because of some turmoil we have with ourselves, some anger we have towards whoever, Obama or Trump or name whoever you want, our mother or father. And actually, what Bruce is saying, there are some things in life I don't mind promoting somebody like Bruce about 1,000 times in one episode, because some things, literally, you could spend $10,000 for a real estate seminar, and if you don't do, and Bruce doesn't charge $10,000, but if you don't do what Bruce is saying, you might as well light that money on fire outside. And I speak from experience, because I've made a ton of money and I've lost some money. And everything boils down, it goes back eventually to what Bruce is talking about, to be more mindful. And so I don't mind, it's one of those things that's not going to cost you as much as some other things in life, but the value you can find in this is so enormous, it's like unbelievable. It's something that even as I'm taking action, like Bruce is saying, that it's literally the key to my continued success, so that I can trust myself, trust the world. And so again, email Bruce at bruce@mindfulnessmode.com. He'll send you a free guided meditation. He'll chat with you for 20 minutes for free, which is very generous. And mindfulnessmode.com is Bruce's show. You can find his podcast there as well and his website. So, Bruce, I've loved having you on. Tell us what you'd like to share, anything that's on your mind, to kind of share anything that's coming up for you right now.
Well, you know, I want you to just look past your thoughts, because I think more and more of us, with, you know, the way we're on technology, it's such a crazy busy world, and we're busy up here in our minds, and our thoughts are going a mile a minute. And I just want to urge you to look past that. Just take a deep breath, look away from your device, put it down, and just look past your thoughts and make the decision to take action, because that's the only thing that will help you get where you want to go in this life. And we all have ideas of where we want to go, whether it's, you know, make some great new relationships or make more money or get a different job or quit our job so we can, you know, be entrepreneurs and work on our own. We all have thoughts and ideas of where we'd like to go, but a lot of times those thoughts are also holding us back, putting the brakes on, keeping us in a place we don't want to be. So just look past your thoughts, take a deep breath, and decide, I can take action now, and do it. That's what I encourage you to do.
Bruce, I love that. You inspired me to take about 7 deep breaths. I swear, I swear to the universe and God and everything during this entire interview. So I appreciate that. And again, this is a process. Sometimes for people that have a lot going on in their mind and have gone through a lot, this is going to be something where you might resist it. And hey, maybe it's not myself or Bruce, but just being aware of this possibility, it's very, very real. We can love our thoughts even if we are resistant. We can love that resistance. We can start to become aware of it. And just that growth and letting that energy flow, which is what Bruce is talking about, there is a greater purpose beyond your thoughts. You're not just your physical body. This is me talking. We talk about the science behind that, the studies that have come out. And so all of this can help you not only make more money, but become more fulfilled so you can do whatever you want to do in life. So again, our website is believe.love. Catch us on iTunes, believeiTunes.com, and of course, YouTube, youtube.com/believeloves you. And check out Bruce at mindfulnessmode.com. Again, email him. I really would love it. Please, because he's going to chat with you for free. What do you have to lose? He'll send you a free guided meditation. Bruce is going to have so many clients. He's going to hire multiple assistants. But, you know, this is something that I would love if everybody did, and it inspires me to do it so much more. Bruce@mindfulnessmode.com. Bruce Langford, thank you so much for joining us today on Believe.
And thank you, Nicholas, for all the good you're doing in this world. And I do believe we can make a difference. And I'm really appreciative of you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. I really appreciate it.
You too.